97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Glad you're with us. We've got a big hour. We've got Eric Burleson coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk a little bit more about redistricting, because when he was Senator Eric Burleson in the state of Missouri, he was one of the ones pushing for that 7-1 map. So I want to get him on and talk about that a little bit, because Missouri could be next. Jim Carafano is coming up from the Heritage Foundation as well. A little bit of news out of North Korea and Russia this morning that may be an indication of some movement on the part of Putin on this peace deal. I don't know if it's significant or not. We'll find out from Jim Carafano coming up in just a minute. But right now, I want to welcome in Jason Law. He is currently running for county executive out in St. Charles County, former mayor of Lake St. Louis. And Jason, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. It's a busy morning, man. I'm telling you.
You got a lot going on.
We've got a lot going on, and so do you. Of course, the big news here in Missouri this week is the announcement that the Attorney General Andrew Bailey is going to be joining the Trump administration as like an assistant director for the FBI, I think, along with Dan Bongino. And he'll be leaving in early September. But on the way out the door, he gave you a bit of an endorsement, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Andrew was fantastic in doing that. I appreciate it. He's a good friend. He's a better man than he is even an attorney general, which he's fantastic at that. And it's nice knowing that I can make a phone call and talk to somebody that was handpicked by Donald Trump.
Yeah. No kidding. I wonder your thoughts on that, because you're clearly friends with Andrew Bailey. I've known him for the length of time that he has served and through his reelection. And we're in for a little bit of a change. I'm going to talk to Catherine Hanaway later, but I mean, I think that he has helped redefine the role of Attorney General in the state of Missouri.
He has. And you know, what's fantastic about him is he goes out into the field and he listens and he learns and he applies those tactics to fighting crime or whatever he's going after. And that's how we met over 3 years ago when he came out to the St. Louis Gateway Strike Force and we spoke, and he said, how do I work in hurting crime and killing crime in St. Louis? And we had an in-depth conversation and our friendship started from there. And he's going to make a big difference where he's at. And I think you're going to see that really soon in the St. Louis area.
Well, he's been strong on law and order. There's no doubt about that. And obviously, you're a law enforcement veteran yourself. Every county faces challenges. Where do you see that challenge in St. Charles County?
Well, it's mostly outside of St. Charles County that comes into St. Charles County. So if you look at the jail population in St. Charles County, it gives you a good indication on what's going on. When 70% of the prisoners population is outside, mostly from North St. Louis County and North St. Louis City. So we need to be strategic on fighting crime in St. Charles County, and we can't let up. Even some of my opponents don't believe crime's an issue. It is, and it always is. And if you're lackadaisical, it creeps up on you, and it's too late.
It's true. You know, I've kind of made that point about what the president's trying to do in Washington, D.C. The media and a lot of people on the left want to argue, well, the crime rate is falling. So in other words, my argument to them would be, so the fact that it's still high but it's falling is okay with you. I mean, it doesn't mean there aren't still issues that need to be addressed.
So I'm uniquely aware of certain things that happen in law enforcement because of my career and where I am now. And when you look at falling crime rates, it's not because crime's getting lower. It's because it's not getting reported. There's not enough officers to take the crime reports. So if there's no report written, the crime never happened. And we know that's false.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, there have been allegations of that in local departments as well, I know. And whether or not the crime that's being reported, if your category for crime, correct me if I'm wrong here, Jason, but if your category for crime differs from the FBI's uniform crime reporting, then often those statistics don't go into the FBI uniform crime report. Am I right about that?
Yes, there's hundreds of cases documented across the country where, I'll give you an example, a robbery is when you use a gun and you use force. Well, some departments don't want that robbery category, so they'll say, we'll take a stealing and not report a robbery. Well, that's not correct. And so there's a lot of that goes on. So, you know, crime is not falling like people think.
Yeah, that's true. We're talking to Lieutenant Colonel Jason Law. He is currently a candidate for St. Charles County Executive. Talk to me about the leadership you think St. Charles County needs. Maybe different from what we have now under Steve Ellman. I don't know if you feel that way or not, but obviously there are going to be some challenges going forward. We've just seen this dust up in the city of St. Charles over a data center. I know that wouldn't directly impact you, but that thing might move to the county for all we know.
Well, you know what? This is common sense, and we need common sense leadership. There should be a 10-year master plan out there right now that identifies where we could place a data center where it doesn't hurt. We want those jobs. We want to be part of the AI race. But, you know, I come from North St. Louis County, and, you know, I'm a cancer survivor from Coldwater Creek stuff.
Wow.
And you know, we don't want to see our water polluted. So let's find out where we can put these places and then, you know, bring in those jobs. But this takes leadership, and it takes the ability to look into the future and see what we need for St. Charles County.
Yeah, and you told me one time that you were pretty proud of your record in Lake St. Louis.
Yep, the big things that I'm proud about in Lake St. Louis is cutting taxes, becoming a debt-free city. I mean, we cut taxes by 46%. We became a debt-free city. Name one of those in our region. You probably can't.
Nope.
And then on top of that, we invested millions into the police department. We cut crime by nearly 45% over 4 years, becoming a top 10 safest city in the state of Missouri.
Jason Law, we appreciate your time this morning. Congratulations on your endorsement there from the outgoing attorney general there. And lawforstcharlescounty.com, is that the right website?
Yes, sir.
Outstanding. Jason, we'll talk soon. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.